IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
So the Cocos spent 38 million rand of Eskom's money on holidays to France, Mauritius, and a multi-million rand property. So according to the investigating officer, the Coco family went on luxurious holidays to France, Colorado, Dubai, Mauritius, with money from Eskom contractor that was laundered through a complex web of companies. The families received 38 million rand in alleged kickbacks after Coco, using his influence at Eskom, ensured the Swiss firm ABB won the first 2.5 billion rand contract and then pointed Impulse International as a subcontractor. We wanted to find out a little bit more about what this means. Rudy Heinecker, who is a portfolio manager at Outer. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and thank you for having me.
This is a major story. I mean, we've got so many of these that it's hard to keep track, but this is surely quite a significant development.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it is the first significant arrest that we see with regards to Eskom. I do believe that we will see more matters coming to court, you know, especially on Eskom. But this is very significant, and I think, you know, I read through the draft charge sheet, and it was articulated very well there, you know, this scheme and the people involved and how they got their hands on that money.
It's quite phenomenal. Do you think we'll actually see a successful prosecution? Because that's always the issue, isn't it? Where you've got these very public and well-publicized arrests, they demand to see their day in court to clear their name, but of course then spend the next couple of years making sure they never appear in court.
Yes, I do think that the National Prosecuting Authority is ready. You know, they will not bring these people to court if they do not have a good case, and that it is well, that it was well investigated, and they do have all the evidence ready. The other thing that we must remember, and I think you've alluded to that, is that prosecutions like this will take years, you know, not only this matter, but all the other state capture-related matters. So we will not see a prosecution, you know, within a few months' time. I think the public must prepare for, you know, keeping an eye on these prosecutions and these court cases that will take, you know, a lot of time, 2-3 years, I want to presume.
So, and at the end of it, do you think that that we will see the perpetrators going to jail should they be found guilty?
Yes, I'm very positive about that. Like I said, I don't think that the National Prosecuting Authority will bring these cases to court if they are not ready. We've also heard in the midterm budget speech the Minister of Finance allocating more money to the Prosecuting Authority. That will help them, you know, to get heavyweights in the legal fraternity to assist them and, you know, to prosecute these cases. We can believe that, you know, the accused will come with real experienced legal representatives to court, and the NPA must be able to match that. And I do think that they have the capability and the capacity now. And yes, I am positive that we will see, you know, positive outcomes, if I can put it that way, prosecutions and guilty findings at the end of the day.
Can we expect to see more of these?
Sorry, say again?
Can we expect to see more arrests?
Yes, well, I think, you know, we've seen a couple of arrests now on Transnet, on Eskom, with the matters in the Free State. We've seen one politician in court now, but I do think that, you know, everything is not all about arrests. There are other methods that should be applied to take these people out of society, take them out of leadership positions, because there's a lot of people that were implicated at the Zondo Commission, and I think a lot of that we don't know of. You know, all the information has not been made public. So, but we should call on our leaders, you know, to play their part as well, and to take the implicated people out of society.
Does this signify that the days of state capture, in terms of all of our state arms and security arms and areas of justice. Does this mean that, that era is over, that now that we are seeing these prosecutions?
No, definitely not. I think, you know, we have seen during and after the Zondo Commission, a lot of corruption taking place. Think about the PPE contracts that were investigated by the SIU. And daily you read in the media about corruption that has been unmasked. So state capture and corruption, did it end? No, not at all. And I do believe, you know, that there are multiple current cases still under investigation. And I also want to, you know, make a call to the public to inform the law enforcement agencies or to form civil society organizations with the whistleblower platforms to come forward with information. You know, we cannot, for example, live forever with load shedding. So if you know about corruption and sabotage and so forth going on at specifically ESCOM, you know, get in touch with law enforcement agencies, get in touch with organizations that do have a secure and a anonymous whistleblower platform, so that we can take action and that we can have a better life in South Africa.
Absolutely, and certainly out helping to do whatever they can do to make sure that we do have a better life in South Africa. Rudy Honecker, Portfolio Manager at Outer, talking to us about the arrests at Eskom and what this means.